y'all.
Welcome to the T-Birds podcast with our guest star.
That was so bad.
With a special guest. Okay.
Yes.
With our special guest.
Nikai.
Woo! Okay. Oh, wait, I thought that was Gabby.
No. Okay, wrong. We'll go around introducing ourselves.
Hey, I'm Aaron.
Nikai, filling in for Gabby.
Luke.
Sophia.
Ellie.
That was so quiet.
Ellie!
She's at the career fair. Okay, so today we're going to be starting to talk about
We already did this one. Why are you on that one?
Yeehaw.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some dreams we've had in our dream sharing segment. Anyone got some?
Okay, I had another one of those like just normal days at school, but like, you know how I sometimes have like nightmares of just like being lost in the damn school? And like, even though I know where I am, it's like takes me to the wrong place, like a weird maze.
So that happens to me. Like, yeah. I'll be trying to get to. One time, I had a dream that it was the first day of school, and this was like the night before the first day of school. So
that
I had a dream
too.
That it was the first day of school, and I got like completely lost. This was like back at the middle school, and I got completely lost, and I like missed the entire first day of school because I was just lost, wandering around the school.
I've had one dream where like I get to school and I forgot all of my school supplies. Like that's just like
that's
basic,
a
but
nightmare.
Like
one
and like they seem so real, so you think that they're real.
Yeah. And then the next day I was like, I need to have all my school supplies now.
That happened to me one time. I just left my backpack in the car and then I was like,
same.
I can't give it to you.
And I usually have dreams where I'm like not able to open my locker and I'm just like,
yeah, that's what happened to me in like the one from the first day of school. I couldn't open my locker and then I got lost and then I cried.
Okay, so going back to my dream before you all rudely interrupted. So, like, you know, I had a pretty normal day, except I was crying the whole time. And then,
sounds pretty normal.
And then I got to Chisnell's class, and, you know, everything's going great. We watch the announcements. And then he's like, remember, kids, and he whips out a jewel. And he's like, takes the biggest hit. He's like, don't vape. And I was just like, okay. And then I woke up.
Did you see Luke? He goes, okay.
So uncomfortable. No, he just like whips out this random jewel and we're all so confused about what's going on.
I bet that's gonna happen one day.
Moving on.
No, I have another weird dream. Like one time, this is one of like the school dreams, but whenever I have school dreams, like we're in high school right now, right? Whenever I have school dreams, they're always at the middle school.
That's what happens to me.
I never have dreams.
Middle school was my personal
hell. That's exactly what happens to me.
And I had this dream where, like, I was late to class. And you know that one hallway in the middle school that's, like, you know where Miss Harper's room used to be?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that hallway, like, where Lab 5 was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was in that
hallway,
and, like, Mr. Duncan was on one end, and, like, I was on the other end of the hallway, and, like, this force field, like, shut on the other side. Couldn't leave, and his arm like stretched out and grabbed him. It was scary.
Oh, this is Incredible Who. So it's just like, come here, guy. Let me out.
So weird.
Let's suspend you.
Never do that again. Here.
If you do that again, I will cry. Okay.
Hey, Nick, I heard you were vaping in the locker rooms.
Okay.
That's
so,
the only word Luke
does. Have weird dreams, Luke?
No, I don't dream.
Dream, 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 dream. Hit the hay, fast asleep. Dream a dream, you little bleep. Dream, 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 dream.
So, let's all go around and name our favorite color.
Gay.
Yeah.
I think that's what someone said last time. Probably.
I appreciate
Aaron.
Probably Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, so gay ones.
Okay. I like all the colors as well. Kay. I like.
There's not a color
I like
that
yellow.
I don't like.
I like yellow.
I really like yellow.
I love yellow.
I mean, mustard orange
yellow.
Can be.
Yellow's probably
orange
like my
yellow,
favorite
like
color.
That, those colors are like in mustard yellow and like.
Orange
that
is
pink.
A thin
yeah,
ice.
Yeah. I like this pink too.
Orange
I
is
like
a thin ice for me.
Neon yellow.
Why?
Neon yellow makes me spastic.
Everything neon is.
I used to love neon when I was in third grade, and I would go into Justice, and I'd buy all, like,
the
zebra neon paint splatter type things,
yes,
you know?
Those are the days.
Neon is a straight boy color.
No, I remember one time in Miss Davis' class. I'm not going to name any names, but it was Miss Davis' class.
Oh,
and
Ashley.
We were in Ashley Davis' class. And it was, like, I don't know if it was, like, an icebreaker type thing, because I don't think it was the first day of school. No, it wasn't Ms. Davis's class. It was Ms. Dean's class.
Oh, yeah, I never heard.
And she was like, what are you guys' neon colors? And some kid, no names, but some kid goes, neon black. What? I was like, are you good?
Would that be like? Well, yeah, it kind of would, you know, be on Instagram, honestly. Like the purple. Is neon black just purple?
Yeah.
A conspiracy.
Oh my god, wait. Neon black is purple. Neon black is purple.
Like a fluorescent.
Purple is purple. Neon black.
What race are
I
you?
Think
neon black.
Neon black.
Neon black.
Is neon blue? I think I just broke barriers.
Yeah. Neon blue.
Yeah.
That's like not like.
Here, real?
Let me look at it.
It doesn't
look very much real.
It doesn't look neon, neon though, blue. It just looks like blue.
I feel like typing.
I'm gonna have to cut all
so,
this out.
Do you?
Yeah, that's a waste
okay,
of my
first
time.
It's
okay.
Sort of banned.
So let's go around. What are your guys' favorite foods that you get vitamin C from?
What?
I love the little cuties that you get in
oh my
bag.
God, I love those
I eat like three of those a day.
I ate 12 one time.
No, Lucas used to eat bananas
Lucas,
all the time, like four bananas
Lucas,
a day.
Lucas, do you think it would be legal if I brought a bag of oranges to the charity ball?
I would have.
Illegal, like they're gonna arrest you, right?
Boys, get down to the high school. This kid's got mandarin oranges.
Shows up with his arms.
Give me your oranges.
Give me those oranges.
Is this room soundproof?
No.
Of course.
When is this?
Like, yes, I know what I was going to say. That was me. I did that.
Okay.
Give your gadget
help.
Help.
Okay, what were you
going to
say?
Remember in Ms. Cusick's class when you were like, Ms. Cusick, is it weird to bring someone's soup to their house even though they don't know where you that you know where they live?
Why are they asking Ms. Cusick this?
It was Luke. He asked him this random question. It was so disturbing.
Hey, it's me.
Like
I brought soup.
Wait, wait, okay, okay, okay.
We're gonna harm
I'll do the low note.
Hey.
Oh my god, stop.
Okay, we're going to get yelled at.
Okay. Don't say Android, I swear to God.
iPhone versus Android.
Oh,
we don't even talk about it.
It's no competition.
There's no competition.
I mean, I like Android.
No, but the thing is, Androids are like Samsung and Android, I feel like they actually have like better technology than Apple,
okay,
but
okay.
No Apple people want to actually switch.
No,
Samsung, like I would never switch.
Okay, there's
if I'm
a
being
difference
honest.
Between Samsung and Android, even
right.
Though like some of the platforms are the same. Samsung is actually good. Like the newer Samsung.
Yeah, like they have like
good out,
like advanced
good.
Technology. Like better
Androids.
Than iPhones, honestly.
The $20 Androids.
Oh my
you
god.
Get from Target.
No. No.
The consumer cellular Androids.
No, but I would get an Android because like when I like move out, like think about it.
You're gonna be broke, so you have to buy an Android.
You have to pay.
Stop that right now.
You have to like
so gross.
Pay rent.
Ew. Like, what are you doing?
So, I'm gonna literally get a track phone.
Your mind, Aaron.
It's bacteria.
Go see a dermatologist.
Okay. So, today we're gonna be talking about adults' false perception about the youth.
The what?
The youth.
The youth.
So, Yoink. What do you guys think about adults making teenagers out to be dumb?
Can I say
like
something
like
important?
Hurts.
Okay, let's go to each person.
Okay.
Start with this one.
Okay, I'm gonna go first. So, basically, okay, one thing that bothers me is when adults are like, oh, back when we were, like, your age, we didn't have, like, all the technology. And it's like, well, sucks for you, because we do.
Back in my day, if you got shot in the leg, you just died. You don't go to a hospital or shit.
Okay, but, like, actually, on, like, a serious note, like, okay, so, like, we're all kind of, like, learning how to drive. Or, like, we're about to start learning how to drive.
Yeehaw.
And cars have, like, a lot of technology that, like, helps us, you know, people that are learning to hold on. People that are, like, learning to drive kind of, like, helps them learn. Like, you know, some cars have, like, the camera when you're backing out. Mm-hmm. Some, like, automatically stop, like, if you're about to, like, hit something else. And, like, adults, like, didn't have that. And then if they're, like, bitter about it, like, back when we were learning how to drive, we didn't have all this cool stuff. It's, like, sucks for you because we do. And it's not going to go away. So it's not like we're going to have to get used to not using it,
what
you know?
The earth just explodes.
But it's kind of like...
Well, then we're going to be dead, so...
But
it doesn't really matter anyway.
Exactly.
But it's, like, kind of a bad thing because then the kids are going to grow up using... like too much
yeah, but
technology.
It's not like it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah
it's wait. It's not like we're going to go backwards. And
right,
say,
it's not like the technology
to
is going
to
go away.
Wait.
It's just going to get better.
Luke, why is it a bad thing?
Because what if, like, the technology fails?
But it's just not going to
become too reliant on
right. technology. But like the things that just like help us out, it's like, you know, we can get used to using them just because they're going to be there for
One time
a
I saw
while.
A transmission ship that looked just like a volume dial, and I'm just thinking,
that's
what if
the
you
one
crank
that my mom
that,
has?
And you're and like what if you just want to, like, you know, turn up your music a bit more, you know, have a little fun time. And then you,
and then you accidentally put it in parsed in the middle of the road.
Imagine you're just reversing down the interstate just because you tried to crank the volume up.
Soulja Boy comes on and says, crank that.
I think that parents are starting to adapt more to us, though. Like, I feel like they're starting to understand us more and, like, the technology that we use and stuff.
Right, because it's not like phones are gonna go away. It's not like we're gonna ever stop using
Might
them.
I interject?
They're just gonna get more advanced.
Interject. What?
Let's go! Okay.
Okay.
He says a different okay each time.
He does. He really does.
Okay.
Stop having long nails.
Okay.
Yeah, it bothers me.
I really don't like that. Stop.
I just don't have time. Like, I get.
Who just played a piano?
Who just played a piano?
Stop, stop. I swear I heard a piano note.
Oh.
It's the springs! Aaron goes, it's the springs!
Oh, ow!
Because I didn't hear the spring part before, so I was
wait,
like,
I can't do this with my lesbian nails.
Let's go.
So, hey, as our final topic to wrap it up, we're gonna talk about our dreams.
Oh my god!
For the upcoming quarter.
Oh, I don't have any.
I don't want to fail.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to fail.
That's nice. Really,
okay, I've never failed a class, but like,
I have.
Me failing is getting like B's.
Me too. I feel that. Cause like
because my parents are like.
I failed science in seventh grade once.
My mom told me yesterday, or a few days ago, that my grade math was below acceptable because it was a B minus.
I have an A in that class now because
I
retook the test.
Do you want me to get you a tutor? And I was like, I have a B plus, will you chill?
Yeah, I don't know. I set my like personal goals are so high that my parents are like,
if
you can get a B and it's okay. I'm like, I can't.
If I get like a B or higher, I'm happy.
Yeah, I just want a B or higher.
Please, that's just all
because
I want.
I remember one time I got a B minus in Ms. Hart's class, and my dad was like, you got a C plus. And I was like, no, I didn't. He was like, what's that say, B minus? Like,
a B minus is one step away from a C plus and one step.
That's what he said.
It's like how people say, like,
and then you're gonna get a D!
If you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
And if you're early, you're on time.
Mm-hmm. That's literally Mr. Mori.
Yeah.
Remember he used to say that for the concerts?
He did, and it was
oh my god.
Just say the time you
we
want us
get
to
traumatized
come.
Just thinking
I know,
about
we're all just like,
please just say the time you want us to be there.
And then we'll be there at that time.
Yeah,
please,
not,
that's all you need to do.
That's all you need to do.
We're gonna go round.
Ew.
And talk about our favorite.
Please. Can you please say that again in your normal voice?
We're gonna go around and we're gonna talk about our favorite vegetables.
I don't eat vegetables.
Yeah, I don't.
How do you not eat vegetables?
I eat vegetables. I just
one time I swallowed a cucumber.
I eat
cucumbers.
I like cucumbers.
I have a garden, so
like those
I
are like fruits.
Tomatoes. I'll eat tomatoes like they are an apple.
Tomatoes are gross.
Just like what?
I like tomatoes.
Do you know?
So
I
only eat it on
my cheese. Do you guys know who hates tomatoes?
I don't like cheese like on the cheeseburger, but I
hate tomatoes.
Shawn Mendes.
Shut up. Shut up!
What?
Shawn Mendes hates tomatoes?
He hates tomatoes.
Well, I guess I hate tomatoes.
No, like,
I hate tomatoes.
I used to have this habit where I'd, like, have, like, a big old tomato, you know, big old beefsteak tomato, just bite it, and then just, like...
Aaron,
that's disgusting, Aaron.
That's really gross.
That's
I know.
I've done that.
Yeah, you know, just, like... Ew.
Ew.
No.
You guys are so...
Imagine getting all, like, the little gooey seeds.
That's what I want. That is what I wanted. I wanted those gooey little seeds.
I'm calling the police.
I'm gonna cry.
Okay, so then let's...
Give me a tomato and just... I'll just...
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Aaron.
We have to do it again.
It's kind of funny, Luke. You can just keep it in. We just keep it in.
Okay.
It's funny and quirky. And
do you want to say here's our bloopers?
Yeah, it's quirky.
Make sure to like and follow us on Instagram at @the_t_birds. Thank you for listening.
Watch.
sport.
So
what even is
Yeah, but that's not a sport.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
It is a sport, I mean, if it's like not a sport. If it's like competition, then it's like kind of a sport. I go to the gym every other day.
Aaron, you wrote that.
The day that I see Deborah Hart at the gym,
I'm gonna cry. She goes to the same gym as me. She said that she went to Planet Fitness.
I go to LA Fitness.
Jack off in the locker room.
Stop. Family friendly podcast.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what happened to PG?
Not PG-14.
So, let's all go around and name our favorite color.
I think this one's gay.
I like all the colors as well.
Put them away.
Okay. So our next
area.
Go see a dermatologist.
So.
Don't jewel, it'll turn you straight.
Okay. Well, we're getting off topic. Okay.
Y'all know Emery Bingham.
We have 30 seconds left. 30 seconds less.
I thought the dream was just kidding.
I like the
wheeler.
It needs to stop.
The word I was gonna say after was worse.
Bacteria.
Go see a dermatologist. Go see a dermatologist.